What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Bro, my bad to keep asking all these questions, but
you're good.
I got the mic today. Yeah. And I would love to hear from you and everybody else, the speakers, if you guys could decide how teams are picked as far as for the college football playoff, what would you guys, like, make the criteria? Because what I would do is I would take the 10 conferences and would be a conference champion. I would eliminate the independent and then have two at-larges. So I'd just like to hear what you guys would, you know, how you would pick them.
Any other speakers want to discuss that? I know I got my thoughts.
I'm going to be honest. I am so out of the area of knowing how they select the teams now, and I don't know much about the selections anyway. So this is not an area I can speak on.
All right. I'll speak on it real quick. Too quick. I agree with you, man. Like, I hate to say it, but independents would just be left out to dry. That's why, I mean, you're independent. Keep your money. Go to your bowl game. You just won't be playing for the big show. You know, I think you got conferences for a reason. You play conference championships for a reason. If that's the easiest way to make sure. Like, because I know you have conferences that have a lot of, like, they deep, right? They got a lot of good teams. They're just beating up on each other, as people say. But at the same time, like, We know it's no different than being in a round robin and you got the luck of the draw and your side was tougher than their side, like Final Four, that bracket, that region's tougher than this region. At the end of the day, the objective is to still be the champ of your conference. I mean, so I like that the conference champions are given opportunity to now be a part of the playoff. No system is perfect. The eye test is not perfect. The strength of schedule, yeah, is perfect at the end of the day, but it's still hard to really say, yeah, they better. Even though they lost two games, I still think they better because it's just your opinion. It's a hypothetical. You don't know because they ain't never played each other. So I think the simplest way is to say, yo, take the conference champs. Independence, y'all either share some of that money y'all got and join somebody like Notre Dame joined the ACC that year. Just so they could get a bid, but I feel like that's the simplest way. I could be wrong though.
And I feel like that keeps the committee out of it, so it'll cut down on some of the favoritism.
Yeah. And sometimes they get it right though. Sometimes two teams from the same conference make perfect sense. Sometimes we don't know. So it's always going to be a miss here and there. Any other speakers got any thoughts on that question?
Wait, Ahmad, you think that – wait, how many conferences are there in college football?
It's not counting independents, it's 10. If you count independents, it's 11.
See, I think all the conference champions should get an automatic bid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
That'd be a mess.
That'd be nasty.
Why not?
That'd be a mess.
That'd be nah, you do not want to do that.
Why not? I said give me a why not? You not answering.
Because I don't think you're going to have the best 12 teams in the playoff. I think the objective is to have the best 12 teams competing. That means three teams come from the SEC, two teams come from the Big Ten, then so be it. Like, I think the Power Five should have an automatic bid. But I think the other seven should be the next best seven teams.
So let me push back here. When we got these other, like baseball, basketball, when they slot these regions, do we ever complain and say, oh, there's too many good teams in this region and that champion don't count? And March Madness? On baseball, when they fighting to get to the College World Series, do we ever say, well, that region too heavy over there? They shouldn't be there. They should be over here.
I mean, the thing is, like, first off, I mean, what? There's only been one 16 seed that beat a one seed.
No. A-Dot, stay with me. Don't do that. Stay with what I'm asking you. In the scheme of things, when you look at March Madness, are you looking at a region and say, man, why do you got all them, that region weak?
No.
We don't. You're right, we don't. But
why don't we? Have we been conditioned to think that that way won't be the right way?
I mean,
when you were in school, if you ain't win your district, well, where I came from, if you ain't win your district, you can't be bitching that you ain't getting the regionals. You ain't win your district.
It's a fair point. That's a fair point.
That's all I'm saying, because I hear where you're coming from. Because it is years where the SEC clearly had, and the big with Michigan and them clearly had their schools to where they were better than a champion over here in this conference. I ain't saying you're wrong. I just feel like that will eliminate more second guessing than just saying I got the best 12. Because how do you know you got the best 12?
This is the thing. I think disparity from a school like Alabama and Alabama won the SEC, Georgia, right? Alabama won it, right? Yeah, Alabama beat Georgia. Yeah. So the disparity between Georgia, right? Because they didn't win their conference. Mm-hmm. Georgia and like, what, did Liberty win their conference? Are they independent? Somebody give me a small school that won their conference.
Louisiana Lafayette.
Yeah. There you go. The disparity between that, I think is just too drastic to be like, oh, yeah, we should give them a chance because they won their conference. Like,
But that's all you can. That's all you can do is ask for a chance. That's why you lined up.
Yeah, so Ada, so wait a minute. So even with the 12 team playoff, are you still saying they should keep this? They should keep this. Fuck the other smaller conferences. idea.
I think the Power Five conference, like the winners from the Power Five, they should get an automatic like bid, right? And then the other seven teams, I think it should just be the best 17.
I got a question for you, A-Dot. So everybody kept saying the ACC ain't nothing but Clemson, right? That's all they always say.
Mm-hmm.
But our so-called best team out of our weak conference was given the best team from the best conference and they'll run for their money and they beat them and they was like putting up yards like nobody do. But the ACC is weak and it's just Clemson. But it's teams in the ACC that be beating Clemson every year because they know them.
How can we help you?
Just right. Like what you were saying about Georgia, Alabama. Like, yeah, it'll be some disparaging because they know, like, it's a common opponent. This is what I'm saying. Like, so they will beat each other, but you just, I guess, like, this is our only way of saying, if you expand it, you can't expand and still have the same tendencies because the big team's still going to get the bid. In my opinion, like if you expand it, no matter how many.
But that's the goal, though, Ahmad. That's the goal. Like
not the goal. When you expand it, you're trying to get the other people who wouldn't get a fair shot in. That's when they. That's why they,
I think. But on, those other on, people.
Hey, Dot. That's why they expanded in theory to give somebody else that opportunity they wouldn't have got. They don't expand it and still pull from the same pool.
Yeah, but Ahmad, those people that we're talking about are like. The one-off Cincinnati.
Did anybody play NCAA football college? Do y'all remember that game?
Yeah, facts.
I can't wait for that new one to come out. That shit going to be crazy, bro. Yeah. Well, it's coming out next year.
Go ahead, A-Dot.
So, A-Dot. A-Dot. Sorry.
Oh, no, you good.
Sorry. I just want to say, A-Dot, real quick. So you're saying on this, here's my rebuttal to all the teams that would be complaining that all the conference winners are getting a shot and good teams are being left out. My reply is, shut the fuck up and win your conference and you're in.
Listen, you can't tell a team like Georgia that after they done had literally the best defense probably ever in college football,
and sure
they lost in the SEC championship game, because essentially what you're saying is they'd be like the 11th seed coming into this tournament, and then they would play the number 2 seed. Well, and actually, that would have probably been Alabama, right? I think Alabama would have been it'd be somebody else, whatever. And they'd play a 2 seed, and you're gonna say, well, because you didn't win your conference, like, nah, suck it up. That's usually how it worked, though, bro.
Dude, that's how it works in pro football. Until they started expanding
things, that's how it usually was. If you didn't win your conference, you couldn't say nothing.
I think, hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yep.
Hey, so real quick, I think Adar's got a good point is what he's talking. I'm driving, so I've just been listening. He's got some good points in what he's saying, but the main thing is, like, everybody that's in here probably is a huge sports fan. So if you watch sports on every level, from high school to college to pros, like, that's part of what the system is. You don't always get the best team that wins it. You get the team that's the hottest team that wins it. So guess what? If you get a team like a Louisiana Lafayette that gets in it and they get hot and beat Alabama, sure, that's a Cinderella team. They should have the chance to play if they win their conference, because most of us, all you're going to do is you're going to look at all the SEC schools. Most people are going to look at all the SEC schools and go, oh, well, their only loss came to Alabama and their only loss came to Georgia. We should put them in the playoffs. And then you still got the same, you just got the SEC playing and you got 12 SEC schools in there. That's not what we need. You have to be able, if you're going to expand it, the reason for expanding is to change it up, is to give some of those other teams a shot to win it. Because, you just never know when you line it up who's going to win, who's going to lose.
Can I read you off the 10 conference champions last year?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Alabama, then you had Utah, Baylor. I think with those three, you'd be like, okay, that's good. You got then UTSA, mm-hmm. who you got Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Northern Illinois,
yep.
Utah State.
Yep.
Mind you, Utah State just got mollywopped by Alabama.
We're talking about last year's team. I got you.
Louisiana Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Michigan and Pittsburgh. Those would be the 10 that's in. And then
I had issues with
Utah State, Northern mm-hmm. Illinois, UTSA. Because
their name, right? Because their brand not big enough for you, right?
I watched their games. They had the Northern Illinois had the Michigan State transfer. I don't know if it was last year or the year prior. I forgot the dude's name, but I watched it, but
the brand plays a role, correct? We can be
absolutely.
Honest, like,
yeah,
because the team, like, you should be rewarded for building up a consistent brand, like we said that earlier. So that's why when it comes to the SEC, they built a consistent brand as a whole. That if they have a school that has 9 wins or just 1 loss, and they lose to Alabama or Georgia in the biggest game, they're going to get consideration. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really are. We know they are. Because they getting rewarded for building that brand.
But that's
in the Cinderella squad in that conference, a good respect more than the actual Cinderella winner in a, quote, weaker conference.
But those teams in the weaker conference, they're not going undefeated. They're coming in. For example, Northern Illinois last year won the MAC, but they were 9-4. So you're telling me that Northern Illinois gets an automatic bid at 9-4, losing to teams like Western Michigan, Wyoming, Kent State, but because they won their conference, Georgia, you're going to have to kind of sit on the back burner, and we got to figure out if you're good enough to make the final two slots. But Northern Illinois is in there. And Northern Illinois are literally going to get beat up by whoever they play in a playoff.
Why do we always assume that?
I can guarantee it.
Why do we always make hypotheticals one way? Hypotheticals could be two different ways, and both people could be right because the game is never going to take place. That's why we always say you got to line up. Yeah, on paper it looked good, but you got to line up. There's plenty of teams we have seen play each other, and we ain't think have a shot, and they end up winning, and we come up, well, if this would have happened, they was doing, like, we go through all that.
Does it matter, Ahmad, if they lost to Michigan 63-10?
Does it matter? That don't look good, no. It doesn't look good.
But they're going to get an automatic bid over Georgia.
Dude, okay.
If Georgia gets in anyway and they're 11 or 12 seed and they still got the same team, then they're still playing for the national championship.
But JT, so they just gotta, no, they're not. No, they're not. Because if you're 11 and 12, if you're 11 and 12 seed, then you're playing the 1 or 2 seed.
So let me ask you this.
So if they played a 1 or 2 seed and it's Alabama, they beat Alabama in the championship. That Georgia
not in the championship in the first round.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's like,
so you're gonna have the national championship. You got the national championship game happening in round one, and then once you get to the national championship game, it's gonna be Georgia versus UTSA.
What's the difference though? Georgia beat them.
If UTSA make it, if they make it,
they beat them first versus
they may not make it.
I personally don't think you would be putting in the best 12 teams in college
football. But we still saw the game take place, no matter if it was the championship game or the second round.
Yeah, but I think
I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not arguing with you because I like what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You're coming with some facts. But so the topic started when he asked, what would you do with a 12-team situation, 12-team playoff? What's your fix? And you say take the 12 best teams. Is that your answer?
No, I would say give the Power Five schools. So the winners, so whoever wins from the Power Five schools. So I think last year it would have been Utah, Michigan, Alabama. I think Baylor won the Big 12. And then Pittsburgh. Those, they get automatic bids. And then the other seven teams would be the next best seven teams. So, like, for example,
What if you have one of those teams that is like a UTSA, and they go undefeated and they win their conference, but they're playing the teams that they play?
Well, no, would get consideration, because if you go undefeated and you win your conference, then yeah, of course, you're going to get consideration. But Northern Illinois, who went 9-4, who lost to Michigan 63-10, gets an automatic bid because they won their conference, because their conference is like nowhere near the level of the Power Five. Like, I don't agree with that. But like, I think the playoff is meant for like the Cincinnati.
But how about if a Power Five is 9-4?
I don't think they'd be the next best seven teams.
But they win they win their conference. Are we saying the same thing about
Power Five? If a Power Five is 9-4 and they win their conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Pitt. What if Pitt's 9-4? Or they're, 10-3 and they win their conference?
They in the Power Five.
Dude, that's bullshit.
But they're playing teams like Virginia Tech.
You see what we did there, though, right? Messing with you, dog.
Hey, listen. Hey, Ahmad, I'd like to point something out real quick. First of all, do you know why all these power conference teams, all these top five conference teams, or whatever they're called, dude, they get all of their talent because they have so much exposure and they get to these positions a lot. I guarantee you, you start adding in these teams from the other conferences, you're going to see these prospects go.
Think of it like that.
Go to these other conferences because they're going to get more exposure on national television they're going to get looked at.
I think you make a good point, because I was going to say that earlier, And I was going to pose that question too. If they built it to where you knew, and because ADOT, his rebuttal is definitely, it's hard to like retort what he was saying. But if you say, all right, you know, you could get in because you win your conference. Do you feel like the big name guys will start going to those conferences because they know that if I just go to that squad or one of those squads and I win, I know I could compete on the biggest stage. Do you feel like that's enough for those guys not to continue to go to these power fives? Or is that like wishful thinking?
Hawk, that's kind of why I asked the question, because I think if you combine that with the NIL, then mm-hmm. I think it makes the smaller schools more attractive, knowing that, shit, I can get in the playoff the same way like an Alabama or LSU. And ADOT, to your point, I didn't think about it from that aspect. I just thought it's a way to where you can close the gap between, like, the bigger conferences and then the smaller ones.
Yeah. So now, ADOT makes
it was a valid great point, case.
Because that 9-4 in the poop booty conference, it's tough to say because they won the conference. Because then.
My bad.
Phone call.
Well,
LSU trash.
Well, I mean, shoot. Here's my reply.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, here's my reply to the seven best teams. Sorry, you're just keeping to the same format you have now. You haven't changed a thing. All the conference winners get their bid. And if you're pissy about it, win your damn conference.
And your ex doubling down.
win your damn conference and stop whining like a little bitch.
Hey, Ahmad, and Georgia did not have the best defense of all time.
I didn't say year. That.
No, I know you didn't.
I said that. My bad.
ADOT, you crazy.
I'm taking shots from ADOT.
No, I know you didn't say it. I'm just telling you because I didn't know who had said it. And I was just like, what?
That was me. I mean, I thought it was definitely historical. Like, their defense was.
It was really good, though.
It was really good.
It wasn't like no Miami year. Defense, but it was
that's,
really
yeah,
good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really good.
That's
for
all
that
he was
going
to say, ADOT. He was going to talk about the great Hurricane defenses, though. I saw the setup.
Okay.
Hey, JT, what would you do, bro?
Yeah, what'd you do, JT? That's a good question.
Hey, Ahmad, real
quick. I just want my team to win, man. I don't even want to talk about no playoff.
Oh, hold on.
I just want to beat ODU.
Hold on. Hold that thought, JT, because I got to get your thoughts because you unbiased, too. Go ahead, Alex. I know you got to get back to work. Go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Oh, yeah. So back to what y'all saying. So about 10 years ago, the only reason why I know is because one of my best friends, he went to UL. For like 3 or 4 years. Now, I heard y'all say earlier how, you know, teams will schedule games out like years ahead of time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what it was, but UL went to the New Orleans Bowl, which is like a big bowl game out here in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. And they won it like 3 out of 4. And, you know, it was getting guys in training camp. I'm going to just say that. I don't know how many of them actually made rosters and all that good stuff. What? No, I lied. Elijah McGuire, he won a ring. He a running back. But what I'm saying is, for 3 or 4 years, they was winning the New Orleans Bowl. Now, I don't want to speak on the competition because it kind of wasn't that good. But I think the fourth year, they ended up playing LSU. And they were like, we're going to show the world we ready for y'all. And they was not ready.
They got smacked.
Yeah. So, I mean, I see both sides of the coin. Like, it's good to get some of these smaller schools this exposure. And, yeah, I think some of them should make the playoffs. But at some point, it's like, I mean, there's a reason why y'all here.
Oh, yeah,
it'll
right the ship. That's what I was saying. I ain't saying, like, our construction was going to, like, our building's going to be standing a long time. But I want to, folks, I'm going to give you a shot. I'll give you, like, a 3-4-year trial.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And Ahmad, on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, like, that was, like, the quickest sellout, like, UL. I don't know how many times they played, but that was the quickest sellout for ticket sales between UL and LSU, like, it was bigger than fucking ever, but yeah, they ended up losing. But it made for a good story.
Yeah, facts. Now, look, man, sooner or later, you got to see. We got to see. You know what I'm saying? And I think what a lot of the smaller schools hate is when they feel like they got a generational squad that was their year. Because when they finally get their chance, that squad ain't like the squad they really wanted to
exactly.
play the big club. And I think that's what you see a lot of the arguments. But AJ, Vic talked about the ODU game. What was your thoughts, bro?
When we play ODU, I ain't see it.
Oh, not mine.
That was the wrong year, dude.
Nah, I'm playing, man. I'm playing. Oh, yeah, man. We had a space that went like 4 hours, man, after the game. Oh. And it was just a lot of just raw emotions in it. I think we recorded it. So, I mean, you're going to hear a lot of craziness. But towards the end of it, we had, you know, Dwight kind of brought it in, as well as Lauren Johnson came in and talked. And he just talked about, like, man, I mean, honestly, the program has been jacked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy we had in there before the new coach now, I mean, he messed up a lot of stuff, even to the point where a lot of people, you know, didn't know it. So even a fan like me, like, man, I was pissed, you know, just honestly watching. Because it wasn't like, you know, we better than them, we should win. Just as a football fan, it seemed sloppy. You know, we was throwing picks, we snapping the ball over the head. It was just like we weren't prepared.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.